I'm Jane House and I'm the Business Development Director for Linkage. Today actually isn't about Linkage. Today is about getting the voices of everybody in the room heard. We're not important today, we're here to facilitate, and that is all we're here to do. As Anne rightly said, today's event is sponsored by the Office for Disability Issues, and they're working on a cross-government strategy around disability. And they have promised that they will develop that strategy in conjunction with disabled people and people who care for disabled people. And so Lincolnshire, I think, quite often gets left out. We're quite often seen as tagged onto the side of the East Midlands, which we are, but, you know, we're a fairly big part of the East Midlands, or a very rural county that doesn't have a lot going on. So I think the fact that we've managed to get Office of Disability Issues sponsorship for this event and will be developing a very, very strong Lincolnshire voice about what people are telling us they need to help them achieve what they can achieve and what they want to achieve and live as independently as they can, is fantastic. And it hasn't just been about today. Linda, who sat on the front of, who some of you might have met, has been out and about for the last couple of months talking to people, videoing people. You'll see some roadmaps and doing interactive workshops with people with disabilities to get the voice very strongly heard. She's also talked to a lot of parents who couldn't make today and been capturing their stories as well. So we will have, after today, a really strong response to the government office that's doing this work, which I think is fantastic. Today, I'm not going to say very much, to be honest, because it isn't about me. It's about all of you telling us what you want, or more importantly, telling government what you want. They've recognised in the fulfilling potential document what some of the issues are. So they recognise that there are still access issues and barriers for people with disabilities. They recognise that educational attainment's quite often lower for people with disabilities, and that employment rates are still shockingly low. Lincolnshire experiences that more than other counties even. So the employment rate for people with learning disabilities in Lincolnshire, for instance, is only 4.3%. I don't think that's good enough. So what we need to do today, what you need to do today, is tell us what you want us to tell government. You're going to hear from James in a moment. James Bell, he's one of our residents. James has done fantastically well. I'm going to big you up here a bit, James. Is that all right? James has got